Oh, wow, it's a little viper in Alsace. So this is, you know, near to Strasbourg. I didn't know that they had them this far north, actually. And this is a little viper. I'm here in a dense forest. Now, look, I'll put on another lamp here. You see, it's very, very dense here. Yeah. And, what's that? Very dense. So, you know, I'm glad I have a knotted top with a normal tent. Nowadays they all say, you know, go traveling, have a tarp. A tarp is just a bash of, you know, a piece of cloth, like, you know, plastic, you know, just a square thing which you can attach on four sides and put two poles on it. If you take the poles with you, you also got like 2.5 kilos. Like, if you don't take the poles, you got like 1 kilo. I think this tent is under 2 kilos. It's a fantastic tent. So, you know, I'm gonna close here. It's because it's full of flies and insects. I'm going to close the mozzie thing here. You know, I'm gonna close it all. Yes, it's all insects here. There's snakes here. You don't want to get anything in it. And the most dangerous here is ticks. You can get the Lyme disease, the borreliosis disease, the encephalitis. So you don't want all these things in, like, and there's snakes here, you know, you don't want to have it all crawling over you. You know, you need a real tent. So now it's summer, like, and if it's winter, you know, you need the extra. I've got, it's a double roof here, see, double roof. So that gives extra warmth. There's no wind in it, you know. I could put storm limes on it, very important. And so the moment I go inside here, even if it's minus 10, it's feeling nice and warm. So a tarp is a no-go, you know. It's nice, you know, if you just go out, you know, if you're traveling by car and just put it up and have a coffee when it's raining for an hour, you know, that's all, but not for sleeping, not for traveling. It's an absolute no-go. So yeah, and this here is a yes-go. Some of my sandals here, it's the best for walking, you know. So my sandals are like a top, but my tent isn't. Don't take a tarp for traveling. It's no good. So, you know, the whole day you're out, you're walking, you know, a lot of impressions, you're on the road, you're tired. So you need a good night's sleep. You need an inflatable mattress, comfortable. You just need a good night's sleep, otherwise you won't make it, like, you absolutely won't. So you need a tent. You can't travel without a tent. You absolutely need it. Forget about the top. You see that? Mosquitoes. They can drive you mad. So I've got it all closed here, and I'm gonna bang them all, right? And I mean, smash them. And because mosquitoes can drive you mad, and there are many more things, and then you can't travel the next day. You're wasted. You're absolutely wasted. Yeah. And I forgot my sandals. So I've got this handy thing here. It's a foldable, you know, with a foldable stock, a mosquito, like. So I'm gonna, bye bye. Okay, there you see the blood stain already had me. Yeah. Bloody blood stain on it. My blood. Parasite. You bloody pharaoh, you parasite. So, and afterwards, you know, it's all closed and I just say bye-bye. And I have a good sleep. But there's not much air in it, but, well, at least no mozzies. And it's not as bad as a Swiss prison without any air, I can tell you that. So this is a tarp when it stands on the big poles. Now I will take one or two away. Imagine when it's raining and the insects, and it's worthless. You can't even put it up yourself. It's heavy, you know, for the same weight you got a tent, you know. It's good to put it on a car like here. That's good. So now I put it a bit lower. Imagine when it's raining and windy. Oh no, man, you're so tired. So when I take like two poles out on each side, it's lower like this, like a Canadian. And wow, I think it's worthless. A self-supporting tent. It's nice for the kids to play in, you know, or to put on a car, but otherwise it's worthless. For the same weight, you better have a self-supporting tent. Most of, if you've got a tent with like three arches, because these are heavy, this is real metal. You've got some aluminium arches, you get a real light, a self-supporting tent, and you just put it up. You can put it up, you can't put at this tarp, you can't put it up yourself. Well, you can hang it in like on four corners in a tree. I think it's absolutely worthless. Worthless. No, it's not worthless. It's nice to put it on the side of a car, you know, if you're just driving around and do a little picnic, it's raining or snowing, burn a coffee next to your car. But for traveling or camping, worthless. It's nice made though. It's like the Decathlon stuff, very nicely made, good color. But otherwise, I wouldn't advise you to go travel with it, because you'll have a hard time.
I'm still low.
So I was here with the tarp, and so here's the tarp here. It's nice, you know, to put it on the car. It's like this, you know, if you do a quick cooking, and if it's raining, just put it on the car. Yesterday I met some nice Russians here from Kazakhstan, and they gave me the whole tent with the chair. How am I gonna carry it all, you know? It would be very helpful, you know, if I meet my family, you know, we could put a chair like here in front, do the cooking here, my daughter can play there. And then there was so we got really pissed there with the Russians. And then there was a police chopper just, you know, flying over here. They wanted to see who I was meeting, probably twice. The Russians, they got quite upset. They said, well, we're friendly with you, you know, but I couldn't film it, sorry. I was too pissed, yeah. And they said, well, we're friendly with you, but we don't want to have any problems, so time is over. And this morning they left me this here. How am I gonna carry it all? I don't know. These people are so rich, you know, it's too much, you know, they just give things away. Nice new tent. Why? I don't get it.
Look, do you ever see a big bird like this catching red? Yeah, look. Oh, come. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, he caught it. Good catch. Good boy. South Africa, we got vultures who catch lumps of meat. Yeah, come on, look. Whee, oh nice, good boy.